A GoFundMe has been started for the mother of two teens involved in a fatal January 18 crash. Craven Collins Bouchard, 16, was killed in the crash on Highway 535. The GoFundMe page, which as of Wednesday morning had raised more than $17,000 of its $25,000 goal in just 5 days, said that Cravian's older brother, Coven Collins Bouchard, 17, was also in the vehicle, and is in critical condition with life-threatening injuries. "We are all praying for Coven's life," said the fundraising page, which said that his mother, Shirley Ann Collins, is by his side, doing her best with so much to deal with mentally with the loss of one son and the other trying to hang on. "This is a single mother who lives, sleeps and breathes for her children, and this tragedy has shattered her life," said the fundraising page. "We are seeking funds to help with everything, gas to travel, funeral expenses, motel if she has to stay, ongoing medical costs, anything that would help to ease some of the stress." Craven Collins Bouchard was a goalie with the U18 Markstay Warren Wolves minor hockey team, according to a Facebook post from the hockey organization. "The Markstay Warren Minor Hockey wishes to extend our deepest sympathy to his parents, siblings and teammates," said the post, which said a moment of silence was held at a game, and a donation jar set up during a tournament. "These contributions will go towards helping the Collins Bouchard family during these difficult times," said the post. Rip Craven. Craven was a grade 11 student at St. Charles College, the Sudbury Catholic District School Board has confirmed. "At this time we are keeping the Collins Bouchard family in our prayers as they face this difficult tragedy, as well as our whole St. Charles College community," said a written statement from Director of Education Joanne Bennard, which was issued last week. "Together, they are mourning this heartbreaking loss. Craven will be dearly missed. Our deepest condolences go out to the Collins Bouchard family and to all those affected." The statement said the school board provided a multidisciplinary team of support staff at the school following the crash, including central office staff, mental health, pastoral and indigenous support teams. "The team will continue to provide support and resources to staff and students in the days and weeks ahead. We encourage students and staff to reach out to the school office to access services available."